One question can interrupt a pattern. It can open a door you didn't know had closed. It can remind you that effort and ease are allowed to coexist. Welcome to One Question, a weekly reflection to help you reconnect with yourself through inquiry, story, and just enough truth to move you forward. This week's question is simple, but subversive. What would this look like if it were easy? We've been conditioned to believe that anything worth having must be hard, that struggle equals value, that if you don't bleed for it, you didn't earn it. And sure, sometimes life is hard, and sometimes the work is the reward, but not always. Some things can be simple, some paths can be smooth, and sometimes the challenge isn't the task itself, it's the story we're telling about how it has to feel. Lately, I've been learning something new, which is going to sound crazy, but I don't have to bring every single part of myself to every task. I know. You would think I would know this by now. Not everything needs my full emotional bandwidth. Not every situation needs me to dig deep and prove something. As my friend Marcus Gransham said, you can't be ferocious about every single thing in your life at the same level. I can let some things be easier. I can let others carry their own weight, even if they're struggling, especially when they've created that load themselves. That's not unkind. That's me practicing trust. Trust that others are capable. Trust that I do not have to jump in and fix things in order to be valuable. Sometimes letting go of that need to manage everything and everyone is the kindest thing I can do for me and for them. We often wear difficulty like it's a badge. We say things like, it was brutal, but I made it, or I barely slept, but it's done. As if ease is suspicious. As if struggle is proof of our worth. But you know what else is proof? Rest, trust, flow, clarity. And listen, if the word ease makes you bristle, maybe ask yourself, who taught me that easy meant lazy or unearned? This isn't about cutting corners. It's about being honest with yourself. Am I making this, whatever this is, harder than it has to be? Am I adding friction out of habit, out of fear, out of ego? Or is there a path forward that might just feel lighter? There's a concept in business and creativity called reducing friction. It means removing obstacles, not just external, but internal, so that people or ideas or energy can move more freely. You can apply the same principle to your day, your mindset, or your relationships. Ask yourself, what would this conversation look like if it were easy? What would this idea look like if launching it were easy? What would this morning routine, this week, this life look like if it were easy? And no, it might not become effortless, but it might become clearer. Science backs this up. Our brains are wired to equate effort with value. It's a phenomenon that they call effort justification. We unconsciously believe that the harder something is, the more worthwhile it must be. But research shows that ease doesn't make outcomes less valuable. In fact, creating psychological ease through clarity, flow, and aligned effort can increase performance and satisfaction. As Greg McNown writes in Effortless, not everything has to be so hard. Life is hard in plenty of ways already. Let's not make it harder. I like that, Greg. Nice work. So here's a question to sit with. Where in my life am I choosing struggle over simplicity? Or what would become possible if I just let it be easier? You do not have to suffer to deserve good things. I'm going to say that again because some of you need to hear it. A second time. You don't have to suffer to deserve good things. You don't have to grind yourself down to feel valid. Sometimes ease is the wisest choice you can make. Thank you for joining me for One Question. If this gave you a little space to breathe, take it, run with it, or rest in it. Say the question out loud to yourself today. What would this look like if it were easy? And let your wise, grounded self show you a softer path. I'll see you next Sunday. Until then, be kind to yourself. Choose ease whenever you can, and always ask better questions.